Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Ramble Room. I'm Ethan, and that is Josh.
I'm Josh.
That's Josh. And today we're coming to you with some sports, which is pretty abnormal for me and Josh.
It's quite abnormal. We're not very well. You used to play basketball and football.
Well, you played soccer and baseball.
I used to play soccer. Well, I wouldn't call it soccer. I was like four.
I had to try out every sport. And my parents were like, you got to try every sport. I'm like, okay. So I did.
Well, did you try out these sports?
No, I did not try out these sports. Today, we're going to give you some weird sports. Sports, not weird, but sports that are unusual to us, that you don't see every day on TV, right?
Yeah.
So we have a list, and we're going to go through the list and kind of talk about each one. So, Josh, give us the first one.
Number one is kind of, it's not too strange, but you don't see many competitions for it, and that's, well, I guess you regularly don't see any many competitions for it, and that's axe throwing.
Yeah, axe throwing. I see that more as a hobby than a sport, because, like, I almost went axe throwing for my birthday.
Yeah.
Which I know that's a very popular thing to do on your birthday, is axe throw. So, yeah, which that one's pretty, I guess, we should rank these from 1 to 10. Axe throwing from weird sport, from 1 being completely normal to 10 being the weirdest sport we know.
I'd say it's maybe like a 2 or 3.
3. That's what I was going to give it a 3. A 3.
It's not really that.
Huh? No, it's not that it's weird. That takes a lot of skill. Okay, let's keep going.
Bog snorkeling.
Like bog as in...
It takes place in a 55-meter-long water-filled trench carved out of a peat log. Competitors wear snorkels and flippers and cannot use traditional swimming techniques, but rather must rely solely on flipper power to get across and back.
So that's just snorkeling with extra steps, basically.
Yeah, it's advanced snorkeling.
Advanced snorkeling in a bog.
I wouldn't say
advanced snorkeling. Which, what is a bog? Is that like a swamp? Is it the same thing as a swamp?
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome. Well, that's what I figured. What would you rank bog snorkeling?
I'd say it's a bit more up there than axe, though. I'd say maybe like a 7.
Because it's just regular snorkeling and swimming.
It's kind of weird, though.
It's weird because it's in a bog, but that's it. I mean, if you really think about it, it's just swimming.
You ever see any professional bog snorkelers?
No, but I've seen professional snorkelers. That's what I'm saying.
Professional snorkelers, but not bog snorkelers.
The environment doesn't change the fact that they're a profession.
It's all about the bog.
It's the big title where they add bog in front of it.
The three letters, B-O-G. Bog. Bossa ball.
What is bossa ball?
Bossa ball, it originated in Spain. It comprises of elements of volleyball, football, which is soccer, gymnastics, and capoeira.
Don't know what that is.
Don't know what that is either. It's pretty much... Well, it also takes place on an inflatable course with inbuilt trampolines. So it's pretty much volleyball on a bouncy house, but I think you kick it with
cool.
your feet.
That's pretty cool, actually. That's not weird. Okay.
It's not too weird. It's
strange.
It's an interesting spin.
It's an extra interesting on spin sports. On, like, volleyball. Like, let's say it was probably invented by, like, let's say the 6-year-old was like, I really want a bouncy house, but I really want to play volleyball on
my
birthday.
At the same time.
On my birthday, and I can't decide. And they're like, wait, we got the perfect thing for you. And they just combined the two and added a trampoline in there.
Exactly.
So it works out. What would you rate that one, Josh? From 1 to 10. 10 being the strangest, 1 being not that strange.
Like a 4 or 5. I think it's a little bit weirder than axe throwing.
I was going to keep it a solid 4. I think that is a little bit more strange than axe throwing, but yeah.
Cheese rolling, which you've heard of before.
Cheese rolling is hilarious. I love watching cheese rolling videos from England.
It's just people falling downhill.
I'm going to rate that a 10, but cheese rolling is when, like, they roll, they I think it's traditionally in England, right? Is that what it says?
Yes.
They take a giant, like, roll of cheese, roll it down the hill, and then the first person to get it running down the hill, following the cheese, wins. And I think that's the strangest thing. is like.
Well, no, it's not the first person to get the cheese. It's well, first of all, it's a 9-pound round of cheese.
Cheese.
And they race after the cheese, and the first person to reach the finish line at the bottom wins the cheese.
So what does the cheese have to do with anything?
They just have to. They just chase the cheese. What? I don't know.
The cheese has nothing to do with anything. Apparently, it's just a race where they're like, we're going to roll cheese before it.
I feel like it originated by, like, some cheesemaker accidentally dropped a piece of cheese and some kid, like, ran after it.
Yeah. That was me, by the way. To try
and catch it, and he was like,
I'm that kid.
I have an idea.
I'm that kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm that kid. Okay, what's next? I've read a league list. What's this one?
This is, When we talked about this, this was one of my favorites. It's chess boxing.
Yeah, can you explain that to me?
Chess boxing involves both the classic game of chess and the popular sport of boxing. The competitors alternate between 5 rounds of boxing and 6 rounds of chess for a total of 11 rounds, each lasting 3 minutes. Yeah.
That is
That's incredible.
That is, if you have, you have to have the mental skill and the physical skill to do both of those.
Well, which one do you start out with? Because if you start out with a, or like, if you switch off in between, maybe.
Dude, I know the perfect the technique for that. Then you just try to hit them right in the eye, and then whenever they go to the chess rounds, they can't see the pieces. They can't see the pieces.
I mean, but like
nobody take that.
If you get knocked out in the first round of the boxing thing, then you can't play chess. You're brain dead.
Sure, you can. Rarely do people get knocked out first round.
Still happens, though.
It still happens, but rarely. Especially probably in chess boxing. And they could have come up with a better name.
Chess boxing is pretty good.
Yeah.
I like chess boxing.
Yeah, but okay, 1 out of 10. How would we rate that? I would say
a 6.
I was going to give it a 7. I think
6 or 7.
I think your argument compelled of what if they get knocked out, how are they supposed to play chess? I think that's a good point.
Cycle ball, as in like bicycle, but the last part.
Yeah.
Is also known as rad ball, and is essentially a game of soccer, played on bicycles. For lack of a better explanation.
So, like, is the goalie also use a bike?
Yes.
So, how small are the goals? Is that a picture? So the goals are about the same width as the bike. So, can you not just put your bike in there so the goal isn't possible?
You can, but...
Can you use your hands? That's another thing.
I think the goalie can use his hands, but everyone else can't. They have to use the bike to kick the ball.
They use the bike to kick the ball?
As in, like, they take the steering wheel and turn it to flick it. And they have to, like,
turn it to hit it? Wow.
1 out of 10,
Josh. What would you say? Cycle ball.
I'd say a 5. That's not too strange. I mean, it's like water polo.
Yeah, it is kind of like water polo. I was going to give it a 3, to be honest. I don't find it that weird. I mean, I used to... Actually, be honest, I used to play that kind of stuff all the time.
Extreme ironing. It's considered a dangerous sport in which people take ironing boards to various, often remote locations to iron clothes and take a picture. Some of the locations have included cliff tops, underwater, in the middle of a motorway, and also while skiing and parachuting.
See, that's a dangerous sport, all right. I mean, imagine ironing your clothes. Will they plug it in, or is it like a battery powered iron? Is it like, how do they do it? Is it like battery powered, or is it like plugged in?
Well, I mean, if they're on the top of a cliff, I guess they could take a generator, but...
No, just think about this. Think about this, right? They're climbing... Let's say they want to do it so that they're climbing a mountain.
Underwater.
They're climbing a mountain, right? Mm-hmm. And so they have this ironing board on their back. Their iron on the back. A sack of clothes. And then their harness for rock climbing. And then, do you not realize how heavy that would be? And
then they finally get to the top, and there's like, there's no outlet up here.
And then they have to go all the way back down to grab the generator, put that generator on his back.
I think it's just to stage a picture. I don't think they actually iron clothes. Anyway.
No, what would you rate that 1 out of 10? It's a dangerous sport. I would say 10.
I'd say either 8 or 9.
Oh, I want to say 10.
It's pretty up there.
I mean, it's a dangerous sport. You may not even be ironing the clothes. It's a solid 10. It's a 10 for me, dog.
Giant pumpkin kayaking.
Yeah.
It's kind of what it sounds like.
You just kayaking a giant pumpkin?
They hollow out a giant pumpkin. And normally the course is a half a mile long, and competitors can often decorate their pumpkins with paint and flags.
You see, I don't think this is that weird. It's strange.
It feels like a very traditional foreign thing.
No, but if you think about it, what's the difference between a pumpkin and a tree? Because you just cut out a tree. You can just cut out a tree trunk, and that's a kayak.
Oh, like dugout canoes.
Yeah, they dug out canoes. So I don't think it's that weird, but in the sense of it has to be a big pumpkin. And if I stood by the shore and saw somebody in a big pumpkin, like James and the Giant Peach going down the river, then I'd give it a 5, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say either 5 or 6.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, but it's not too weird because we cut out trees, and trees are just broccoli, so it's fine, right?
Yeah. that one. Toe wrestling. like arm wrestling or thumb wrestling, toe wrestling involves two competitors who lock bare feet and attempt to pin the other person's foot to the ground for at least 3 seconds. It tends to be 3 rounds played, with the winner having the best 2 out of 3.
How do you, like, exercise your toes? How do you, like, prep for toe wrestling?
I don't know.
You do a lot of calf stretches?
Well, I know there's a, like, if you go to some gyms, there's a machine that...
You just, like...
You just
use your ankle, and it, like, yeah, I've used that. Because I go to the gym all that often.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Swole.
Anyways.
Swole.
Toe wrestling?
I'd say that's a 7 or 8. That's kind of weird. Just for the fact of, like, interlocking toes with some stranger.
But it's not all toes, so I'm going to say 5. It's only one toe.
That's true.
It's just your big toe. So I'm going to say 5. Josh, you're sticking to a 6 or 7.
Next up, we have slap fighting.
We have slap fighting.
Slap fighting is...
probably my favorite sport on this list, but I'm going to rate it a 6. Right now, before we start.
Yeah, because, like, yeah.
Josh didn't know... okay, here's the thing. Josh didn't know what slap fighting was. I showed him what slap fighting was in prep for this, because we were looking up weird stuff. And did you enjoy it?
I
used to watch it all the time.
I didn't realize that I'd seen it before, but it was only the parts where, like, you see people get knocked out from it.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's literally, like, two people... so, like, if you've ever seen, like, arm wrestling, right?
Yeah.
You have two people standing across from each other on a table, and the table's covered in chalk just so you can chalk up your hands. You just slap each other.
You just slap each other in rounds. It's kind of like boxing.
It's kind of like boxing.
Like, think of chess boxing that we were talking about earlier, but it's the same thing. Where, like, chess, you have to take turns, and then it's the physicality of boxing. So you're just taking turns slapping each other until one person gets knocked out. But yeah. Oh, by the way, while we're on this, because me and you, this is probably my favorite sport on this list, like I just said.
Mm-hmm.
But I was seeing the pictures of the finalists, and their entire face was swollen.
Oh my god!
It was ridiculous. Okay. Well, that's what else? Oh, we also talked about another one. We looked up another one that was rubber, like, what was it? Ear. It had an ear with rubber band in the ear.
Like professional ear pulling or ear something pulling. Like that.
So how does that one work?
Because
I haven't really seen much of that.
Two people sit across from each other. They take a rubber band, stick it around their ears on the same side. So, like, one person's left, one person's right.
Yeah.
And then they can't use your hands, and they just lean back.
Can they turn their head at all?
No, I don't think so. I mean, they can only turn their head if it's to, like, release the rubber band.
Yeah. Like, let's say they can't take the pain anymore and release it.
But it's supposed to be, like, extremely painful just because it's something pulling, like, on your ear really hard, so.
Yeah. How do you train your ear for that? How do you even do that?
I watched this video. I'm not sure, like, what his actual name is, but they called him, like, the Stone Face Killer. Because he didn't really have any emotion when he was just, like, he won the entire thing.
Yeah.
It was so weird because, so, like, everyone else there was, like, in, you know, comfortable clothes, like street clothes or jeans.
Yeah.
He was in there. Jeans, button-up shirt, vest, chilling there.
Like he was like he was just coming back from a wedding or something.
It looked like he, well, because the mustache made him look like he was a member of the Wild West.
So he meant business, that's what you're saying.
He meant business.
He meant business. Anyways, we got one more sport for you, and then we'll end it here. Curling. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, wait, forgot to rank. Where are we ranking? Where are we ranking
ear pulling?
Ear pulling. I would give that a 9.
I would say 8 or 9, yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely give it a 9. I think that's... I'm not doing decimals, or I would say 8.5. Give it a 9.
Here's a good one. Worm charming. It is a competitive sport with the aim of attracting earthworms out of the ground. The competitor to charm is the most worms within a set period of time and a set zone on the ground wins.
So what do they
in 2009, Sophie Smith of England, age 10, set the world record with 567 worms.
How?
That's a lot of worms.
How do you attract worms?
We're going fishing.
How do you attract? Yeah, we're definitely going fishing.
Well, I know. I know they have this thing that you stick in the ground. It's a rod, and then you. I forget exactly what you do, but you. There's a certain thing you can do to it to make it vibrate.
And they'll come out after it vibrates?
Yeah, because it mimics the feeling of rain.
That makes sense,
which
yeah.
makes earthworms, like, when they feel the vibrations of the earth feel yeah. like rain, they come out.
Huh.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. She got 500 and something from that?
I would rate that a 10.
I would definitely rate that a 10. That's definitely up
that's
there.
That's a
with,
weird competitive sport.
The danger sport of ironing. Yeah. I definitely put those up. So those were... People at home, those were our picks for what's it called?
Strange and weird sports.
But our, but yeah.
So, yeah. If you play any of these sports,
dude, power to
awesome.
You.
Awesome.
Awesome. Like, keep going. In fact, invite me to one of your competitions. I'd like to see how this plays out.
Well, there's multiple more. Sports, like weird sports.
Yeah, there's plenty
that,
of more, but we only hit, like, what, 10 or...
We only scraped the top of the iceberg.
Yeah. It's like an iceberg. You see only the top, which is you think is a lot, and you look under, and it's
exactly.
a whole lot. Yeah. But, I want to thank you all for listening to Ramble Room today. That was our take on strange and weird sports. I want to thank you all for listening, and have a great day. Josh, anything you'd like to say other than have a great day?
Where can I sign up to play some of these sports? I'm really interested in worm charming.
Probably we have to start practicing. We're all right. Practice. We'll hope you all have a great day.